on my children. I really don't care for the values they teach. But my kids are crazy about those films. If I were to ask my kids to give them up, I'm sure I'd never hear the end of it. I've been trying to talk them into watching other things, but it's a bit of a losing battle, I'm afraid.
Claire Hamilton, Canada.
It's amazing to see all the foreign things that we take for granted now. If you have an interest in martial arts, you can take up karate from Japan, kung fu from China, taekwondo from Korea, or capoeira from Brazil. When it comes to food, you can always count on finding some place that serves Indian, Thai, Mexican, Japanese, Korean, all foods that would have been hard to find here a generation ago. If you like karaoke, you can try it out almost anywhere now. People are a whole lot more sophisticated about these things than they were in my parents' time.
Page 112, Exercise A, Grammar Snapshot. Read and listen to the people's opinions. Notice the phrasal verbs. Sanjita Kalyani, India.
Go anywhere young people shop and you will come across foreign brand names everywhere you look. Try a shirt on and it's probably made in China. Check those new CDs out at the local music store and they may be from Brazil or Spain. Or try some new product out at the electronics store and you can bet it's imported. I know a lot of people here see all this as a threat to our culture, but the way I see it, we can enjoy foreign things and still value and appreciate our own traditions.
Daniel Odunje, Nigeria.
When I turn my television on, it's great having the choice of so many movies and shows from all over the world. But I have to admit, I'm concerned about the influence of Hollywood movies